Hillary Clinton was in Nashua just days after she detailed her proposal on addressing climate change. But NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports when it came to a related issue, the Keystone XL pipeline, Clinton's answers left some listeners wanting more details.
At a packed town hall event in Nashua on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton reiterated her initial plan on how she would address climate change if elected president. Clinton says her plan calls for two, quote, bold national goals, one that would up the total number of solar panels nationwide to more than 500 million before the end of her first term. The other is to generate enough renewable energy to power every home in America within a decade. But when it came to a question on whether the country should move forward with building the Keystone XL pipeline, which would run from Canada to the U.S., Clinton provided few specifics. Here is Bruce Blodgett, a software architect from Amherst.
As president, would you sign a bill, yes or no, please, in favor of allowing the Keystone XL pipeline?
Well,
after a long pause, Clinton did respond, citing her former role as Secretary of State as a conflict of interest.
This is President Obama's decision, and I am not going to second-guess him because I was in a position to set this in motion, and I do not think that would be the right thing to do. So I want to wait and see what he and Secretary Kerry decide. If it's undecided when I become president, I will answer your question.
Blodgett said that response did not suffice.
It wasn't an answer. He didn't answer the question.
Talking to the press later, Clinton again refused to provide a clear answer.
And I am sorry if people want me to. I've been very clear. I will not express an opinion until they have made a decision, and then I will do so.
23-year-old Katie Thompson of Dover works at 350 Action, an environmental activist group out of New Hampshire. Thompson, along with many other activists, fear the Keystone pipeline would result in oil spills, deforestation, and toxic runoff. She also said the pipeline would contribute to the global threat of climate change. Currently, the State Department is revising its original opinion that the pipeline won't hurt the environment. A final decision is expected by the end of the year. Thompson says if Clinton wants her vote, she needs to give a firmer answer now.
Really, we're supposed to wait until she's president for one of the most important climate issues to be addressed. You know, the day of President Obama stepping down and the potential of Secretary Clinton stepping up is when she's going to tell us whether or not we voted for the right person.
Other Democratic candidates, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, have taken strong stances against the Keystone XL pipeline. But not everyone left Tuesday's event put off by this issue. Here's Pat Spalas of Nashua.
She amazed me. She had no notes. She seemed to answer all of the questions very reasonably and with a great deal of knowledge.
And 10-year-old Emily Wall of Nashua, who got in the last question of the day, had a simple request for the candidate.
I would like to shake the hand of the first woman president of the United States.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.